Sly and the Family Stone's Everyday People from their 1969 Stand LP. Great song. So much to say about that, especially in the times we're in right now. If you're in the States right now, there's so much craziness going on with this election. He said, she said, blah, 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 blah going on. Litigation. All this craziness going on right now. We're going to address some of that. We'll talk about a little bit of that. There's no guest for today, but we will have Patrick Jones from the channel What the Heaven. Great content from Patrick. I'll give a little shout out to Chris from the Not Your Typical Christian Facebook group. He posted this video and it caught my eye. And man, this is a great, great place to start this narrative and this conversation. So buckle up, stay tuned. We're ready to rock.
Welcome to the Song and Verse Podcast, a discovery of God's Word, one song and a few verses at a time. Here's your host, Rockin' Odd Todd.
Hello and welcome to the Song and Verse Podcast, the discovery of God's Word through song and verse. I am your host, Rockin' Odd Todd, and we are so excited you decided to join us today. You know, we've talked a lot about the late 60s and early 70s and how that time period was so dark, a little tumultuous, coming right out of Vietnam, everybody living in a conspiracy theory type world, wondering what's going on, this and that. And music did a great job of bringing people together and really kind of forcing the message of love throughout all of that turmoil. And so I think looking at one of those songs is a really good place to start today. And then we're going to look at some other stuff and really talk a little bit about that as well. But Sly and the Family Stone's Everyday People is a great, great place to start. Let's look at those lyrics and let's talk a little bit about them. And then we'll kind of discuss a few things after that. Sometimes I'm right and I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. The butcher, the banker, the drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people, yeah, yeah. There is a blue one who can't accept the green one for living with a fat one trying to be a skinny one. And different strokes for different folks, and so on and so on in Scooby-Dooby-Doo. And sha-sha, we get to live together. I am no better and neither are you. We are the same whatever we do. You love me, you hate me, you know me, and then you can't figure out the bag I'm in. I am everyday people, yeah, yeah. There is a long hair that doesn't like the short hair for being such a rich one that will not help the poor one. And different strokes for different folks and so on in Scooby-Dooby-Doo. There is a yellow one that won't accept the black one, that won't accept the red one, that won't accept the white one. And different strokes for different folks. I am everyday people. We are there, folks. We are at this place in time where it has been accentuated in an election, at least in the states, that 50-some percent of the country does not agree with the other 50% of the country, at least from an electorate standpoint and from the votes casted in this election. And, you know, it doesn't matter where you stand. And we're gonna see this video from Patrick Jones from the YouTube channel What the Heaven, and really kind of notice that as we watch his video. So before we go any further and look at Patrick's video, we're going to look at some verses and talk a little bit about that first. In Romans 14, 1 through 12, I want you to take heed with what we're about to read here. As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but do not quarrel over opinions. One person believes he may eat anything, while the weak person eats only vegetables. Let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains, and let not the one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats, for God has welcomed him. Who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It is before his own master that he stands or falls, and he will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make him stand. One person esteems one day as better than another, while another esteems all days alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. The one who observes the day observes it in honor of the Lord. The one who eats, eats in honor of the Lord, since he gives thanks to God, while the one who abstains, abstains in honor of the Lord and gives thanks to God. For none of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. Why do you pass judgment on your brother? Or you, why do you despise your brother? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then, each of us will give an account of himself to God. Now, that's the great equalizer there, folks. Those last few lines, As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then, each of us will give an account of himself to God. As we go through this pretty rough time, this could be another, you know, few weeks, months. Who knows how this litigation turns out, how this goes, who wins, all of those things. We have to keep in mind that not only as Americans are we as a family, but humanity is a family as well. And it may be difficult for one side or the other to deal with the other side at this point. But I think that if we walk in tolerance and walk in faith and walk together as humanity and accept whatever outcome happens, I mean, there's no reason why in this scenario, you know, apparently there's a lot of inconsistencies with the way this all went down. So every stone should be unturned. I think both sides of this argument deserve the truth. I would want to know that my candidate is legit, and I would also want to know if my candidate was cheated in some way or another. So it's time to take a step back and just digest everything that's gone on. And whatever the truth may be through this whole process, knowing that Jesus is Lord and on the throne is what ultimately matters. The fact that we here on earth may have our own political persuasions and our own ideologies, we ultimately, if we have accepted Christ into our heart and live by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we are a part of a monarchy. We serve the king that's on the throne. We don't serve man. From that aspect, none of this really matters. I know that probably is going to cause a huge fuss for a lot of people, but it really doesn't. If Christ is here and the Holy Spirit is your guiding force and the light within your life, then there is no darkness. You live according to his law and his principles, not man's. And so, you know, at the end of all this stuff, I hope that if there's any truth that needs to come out, it comes out. And so Christ being king and on the throne is where truth lies. And at this point in time, like I said before, whichever candidate was yours, let's get to the bottom of whatever it is that happened. And when we know the truth will set us free, according to John 8:32. And I think that's all that really needs to happen. If there's anything to uncover, uncover it. If there's not, no big deal. But fairness, I think, is what people are looking for. And I think that's a just cause. So spinning away from all that, let's look at what Patrick had to say on his channel, because this dude hits it right on the nail. And I absolutely enjoyed this. I hope you enjoy this too. We'll talk a little bit after the fact, but here we go.
I can't believe someone would ever vote for Biden. I can't believe anybody in the world could vote for Trump.
What the hell?
Hey everyone, I don't have a normal video for you planned this week because I've been working extra hard on two things. First of all, I'm about to launch my book. Some of you guys helped me figure out what the book's gonna look like. And secondly, I'm working on my website and I'm gonna launch that soon as well. But I couldn't let this week go without commenting on the election because everything I've heard living as an American in Asia is this. I can't believe someone would ever vote for Biden. I can't believe anybody in the world could vote for Trump. I've heard this over and over again from Americans, from non-Americans, from people at my workplace. But here is a lesson that I've learned this week. No matter which side you were on, over 70 million people voted for one of the two candidates. And that is crazy. That's amazing. Thinking about it in the terms of world history, that is awesome. So no matter which side you were on, there are over 70 million people who voted for a different candidate than you. And what I've learned this week is that most of those people, they're not crazy. They're not weird. They're not racist. They're not immoral. They're not murderers. They don't have this crazy conspiracy ideology. They just disagree with 70 million other people. If you disagree with me and you think that no, the other side is completely evil, is completely wrong, then you're actually having the same opinion of the people that you are criticizing, because they might think you are absolutely wrong too. So this isn't a lesson that I'm teaching this week. This is the lesson I've learned. If you are saying one of these phrases, I can't believe anybody voted for this guy, or I don't know why anybody would vote for this guy, your misunderstanding is actually your fault. Basically, you don't have enough friends that are different than you. If you can't understand the behavior of 70 million people from all sides of America, maybe you should try to understand them more. And I had to recognize this about myself. I was shocked, like many people, that the election was so close. But then I asked myself, why? Why am I shocked? And I realized it was because on my social media, I had filtered out a lot of people who disagreed with me. Not all, but quite a few. My hero, N.T. Wright, he said that one of the most amazing, one of the most shocking parts of Christianity was that Christianity grew in a time where everybody was different, where there was no majority race. And just if you were a Christian, it meant that you were okay being around people who were of a different race, of a different religion, of a different creed than you. Because in the Roman Empire at that time, people from all around the world were living together. So if this is the case, Christians, me, you, we need to do a better job of listening and being friends with people who disagree with us, maybe even people who don't like us. I'm gonna give you three ways that we can do that right now. The first thing we can do is really simple. Unblock some of your friends on social media who have very different beliefs than you do. I follow some people on social media and I disagree with every single thing they say. But I think it's important to understand the perspectives of people who are very, very different than me. Secondly, read news from the other side. This isn't a surprise, I tend to lean liberal, at least as an American, but I read Fox News every single day because I don't agree with everything they say, but I want to understand what they believe and why they believe what they believe. Now, I also read the USA Today and I subscribe to the New York Times, but I think it's important to read the perspectives of people who don't agree with you. Finally, and this is the biggest, we need to understand that no political party and no political system is going to save the world. No political party has the market on morality. No political party is going to end racism, end oppression, end unemployment, end discrimination, end war, or completely save babies. No political party is going to do that because no political party invented morality. Jesus invented morality when he invented the universe. If you believe that a political system is gonna save the world, then you are putting a political system in the place where Jesus should be. A lot of people say, Jesus would be Republican because of this, or Jesus would be Democrat because of this. When I was growing up, it was really, really trendy to say, Jesus would be communist because he wants complete equality. Actually, that's not true at all. The Bible isn't a book describing economics, and it's not a book describing politics. But the thing is, we know what kind of political system Jesus would follow. It's in the Bible, it's really easy. Jesus is king. Jesus is a monarch. When Jesus comes back, he will be our king. If you call yourself a Christian, you might be living in another country, but that's not where your real citizenship comes from. Paul says that Christians are to view themselves as if we are living on an outpost called Earth, an outpost called Asia or Indonesia or America, but our kingdom citizenship, our true citizenship, is in the kingdom of God. No matter where you live, you are a guest of that country, but you are a representative, an ambassador, a diplomat representing the kingdom of God. If you're someone like me that is really interested in making the world a better place, showing what the kingdom of God is really about, I've got something exciting to share. That's exactly what my book's gonna be about. It's gonna be coming out really soon in the next week or two. You're gonna be able to see it on my website. If you wanna subscribe to this channel, I'll be talking about my book a lot. And I'm also gonna be beginning a new series on hell and the afterlife. I'll be continuing my thoughts about heaven as well. All right, I hope you have a great week. I don't know what's gonna happen in the election, but no matter what, I don't really care because my citizenship is with the monarchy in the kingdom of God. Bye, guys.
What the hell?
All right, guys. What do you think about that? Take some time to digest that. And let me click on Patrick's channel here real quick so you guys can see it. It's What the Heaven. And we will have links to him and his social media and everything else in the description for this podcast for today as well. But man, I think he opens up an incredible dialogue for us to really kind of look at and start thinking about. You know, I would throw on the Sly and the Family Stone track, Everyday People, and really think about the words that Patrick brought home on that particular episode of his, and just really get this one down to the core. You know, I've got friends on Facebook that are from every single spectrum on this. I've got some that are just flat out libertarian and don't think that there should be any regulation, any law, anything, just that, you know, we should be able to live without any sort of mandate from anybody. And then I've got people, you know, that believe that the government should pretty much control everything. And then some a little more right-leaning, pretty staunchly conservative. And then a lot of folks in the middle that feel like there's a certain mixture of the two that works best. And I promise you, I continue to promise you that Song and Verse Ministries just is not going to get involved in any of that stuff. But what we are going to do is talk about the truth of God, and that, like Patrick said, we live in his monarchy. You know, we can vote our conscience, vote our hearts, vote our minds, but in the long run, our eternal destiny makes no difference on those things. And I think a certain amount of that comes from what he's talking about, to just talk. You know, I've seen people from every single side of this argument not treat others with respect, love, and dignity. And when that happens, any particular view or argument that they might have falls apart right off the bat. And I think that's probably a good portion of why we've gotten to where we're at anyway, is the fact that we tend to lump all of these people from different sides of this particular discussion into categories, and we refuse to speak with those people based on whatever we've classified them as, and don't feel like they have a shred of decency in them whatsoever. And I think that's where we've really failed this whole argument. And quite honestly, I've even seen this come from the pulpit and from pastors' Facebook pages and social media that is supposed to be representing the unity and love of Christ. And that's not to say that you can't take sides in this argument, but you can take it with love. But I've noticed that there's a lot of hate, and a good portion of it is being spewed from people that call themselves Christians and are trying to have this political narrative at the same time. And I think it's a slippery slope. I do think you can have political arguments and discussions and be loving and respectful about it. But I also think that there is a fine line that comes from when that needs to stop and when it needs to be cut off. And, you know, anybody that knows me knows that I tend to be a little tongue-in-cheek about this stuff. And frankly, it's because I just see more value in people than I do their political standing in many ways. And I would much rather have a conversation instead of just having a narrative where neither one of us can love each other after it's been done. You know, in a heated argument, you tend to say things that you didn't really mean, But those are the talking points that end up remaining, and those are the talking points that end up cutting off relationships that you had for a lifetime. And the next thing you know, you haven't spoken to that person in forever based on something that was probably said out of a heated situation and was probably not even completely aimed at them, but more so at a thought or an ideology. But you had classified that person into that narrative, so that person became that talking point that you were so against. You know, we all have our own convictions. We all have places where we firmly stand. And it's tough. It's tough because when somebody doesn't agree with those, we take that personally. Well, if we're going to be real and we're going to be honest about this discussion, what Christ did on the cross for us is a personal narrative. He did that for each one of us. He did that for folks on the right. He did that for folks on the left and the folks in between. And it may not be easy to digest, but that's the facts. And as we walk out this narrative and we walk out our lives, we've been called to be like him. And I thought it was really cool in the video how he talked about Jesus being Republican, Democrat, or even communist, which, wow, you know, that made me gag a little bit, I'll be honest. But the fact is, Jesus was none of those. He was the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and came for each one of us and was the great equalizer. If you want to look to an ideology and a way of living and a way of thinking, look to him and look at love. There's a lot changing right now. There's a lot going on. And Song and Verse Ministries is moving in some crazy new directions. There's so many wonderful things on the table right now. We've got a gaming ministry that we're in the middle of doing an episode with. We've got the personal assistant of Bobby Dahl from Poison, Mr. Christopher Long, that we did an interview with this past week about his book, A Shot of Poison, 10th year anniversary. We will be talking to Cheryl Cooper in the very near future, which is going to be great. We've got a couple different bands that we're going to be talking to, some from the States, some from the UK. There's so much going on, and there's so much transition taking place, too. There's not a whole lot I can really talk about just yet, but we're moving in some new directions. And what I can tell you is the ideology that Song and Verse Ministries will continually keep is that Jesus is Lord and we walk in love. Love God, love people, and love Pat. And we will continue that mantra. We will continue to move in that direction. Colossians 3:16 is where we stand and what we believe in. And I'm telling you, there's so many great things to come, no matter who is president. And we can rest assured on that because of God's word and because of who he is. And so we're going to end this on Proverbs 23:17-19. And we call this out as a prayer to the Lord. Let not your heart envy sinners, but continue in the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord all the day long. For surely there is a latter end, a future and a reward, and your hope and expectation shall not be cut off. Hear my son and be wise and direct your mind in the way of the Lord. When you pray, expect him to move. And expect the truth, and expect to know him more as you unravel what this life is all about. I want to thank Patrick for allowing us to use this video. Make sure you check out his social media platforms. Got them down in the description. This has been a really great narrative. I hope you guys took something away from this. I know it's going to be tough for a while till we figure out exactly what's going on over here in the States. But while we may not know exactly what's going on with this election, we do know who is on the throne, and that is Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. That's it for this episode. This is Rocking Odd Todd signing out. Be sure to continue your walk with the Lord and love God, love people, and love Pat. Thanks for watching, folks.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Song of Verse podcast. Hopefully it was an uplifting, honest, and meaningful experience for you. We do accept donations. If you feel led to give to the Song and Verse Ministries, check out songandverseministries.com/donate for a number of different ways to give back. And also be sure to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. We hope you tune into the next episode of the Song and Verse podcast. Until then, keep searching for the DNA of God's Word found flowing through song.